वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a darshan with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of December 1976 in Hyderabad, India.
Proper rainfall. And if there is proper rainfall, then you get sufficient food grains, not only food grains, other things also. Sarva duha mahi. Sarva kama duha mahi. From the earth, you can get all the necessities of life. Actually, you are getting food grains, minerals, trees, fruits, flowers, everything from the earth. Sarva dukha, sarva kama dukha mahi. This mahi, when it is soaked with proper rain, it becomes fertile. Therefore, we have to depend on the rainfall. There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kamang Bhavarsa Parjanya. Parjanya means rainfall. Rainfall means it is supplying all the necessities of life. And this rainfall will be easy when there is yoga. And nobody is performing yoga. Therefore, nowadays, rainfall is scarce. In Europe, recently I have seen, there is no rainfall, whole Europe. It is the verge of drying everything. But this punishment will come in this Kali Yuga. There will be rainfall, and there will be not sufficient food supply, and the government will simply levy taxes on different pleas, and people will be so much embarrassed that they will give up their hearth and home and flee away to the forest. It is taken. Therefore, we must perform yoga. That is very easy in this age. Yogai sankirtanai prai jajanti sumelas. You cannot perform the former yogas by sacrifice tons of ghee and grains, because you have no sufficient food grains in you. But still, if you chant this sankirtan, that is yajna. Therefore, you must take to sankirtan. Yajna hi sankirtan hi praya jajanti kichane. It is very easy. The duty of human being, pranai, with life, akthai, with money, dhiya, with intelligence, and bhasha, by words. If one sacrifices his life for Krishna's cause, then it is first class. If he cannot sacrifice his life for Krishna, he can contribute his hard-earned money for Krishna. If he cannot do so, if he has no money, he can give some intelligence. If he is not intelligent, then he can give some words. Just like we are doing preaching. We are preaching Krishna through Bhagavan Sam. So without any jugglery of words, we present to the people that here is Bhagavan, Krishna through Bhagavan Sam. So giving some words, sacrificing some words. Not that every one of us is very highly educated or very rich. Still, if we carry the words of Krishna, as Krishna says, matta parvaram nanya kinchi jasti dhananya. So we have to carry this word. There is a supreme personality of Godhead, he is Krishna. Where is the divinity? It is authorized. Krishna says, and he simply carry the word. So where is the divinity? So simply by carrying these words, that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, he wants that you surrender unto him. So any child can carry these words. Any foolish man can carry these words. And if you do that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, then you become guru. Simply by carrying these words. Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taro Ehi Desh. Even in your village, in your home, you can say to your wife, to your children, they will accept you. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Then you become guru at home. Where is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? The people will not do that. This truth, they will not say. What is the reason? Say, what is the reason? Why they do not carry this message? Simply to say, everyone, whomever you meet, you are meeting daily with your wife, your children, your friends. If you simply do this missionary work and say that Krishna is the Supreme Person, then you become a great devotee, you become a guru. Why people do not do it? It is not a very difficult task. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said that by my order, you become a guru. Indians especially are advised to become guru. Because Indians, however fallen they may be, they still have respect for Krishna. Every home, the perform Krishna's Janmashtami. Therefore, Indians are fortunate. They recognize Krishna. Now, to become little more advanced, let them act as Krishna's servant. Krishna came to speak this truth that I am the Supreme, matta parataram nanyam, kinchidasti dhananyam. Sarva-dharma parityajya mamekam sarvam. He appeared to speak this philosophy. And if you do the same word, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you are serving the mission of Krishna, great service to Krishna, the words for which he appeared on this earth, if you simply carry these words door to door, village to village, man to man, then you become a guru, a real guru. Not to pose yourself a guru without any knowledge of Krishna. That is cheating. And to accept and understand Krishna as the Supreme thoroughly and preach these words that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the supreme success of life. What is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? Why don't you do that? I have to bring all these young men from Europe and America to speak to you this truth. Why our young man is not coming to speak this truth? What is the difficulty? That means willfully they are denying the success of life. Willfully. Then what can be done? If somebody willfully commits suicide, who can save it? This is our position at the present moment. Narottam Das Thakur says, Janiya suniya biso khaini. I have drunk poison knowingly. So if somebody knowingly drinks poison, then who can save him? So we are doing that. Without preaching the gospel of Krishna consciousness, we are drinking poison willfully. This is our thing. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. Manusha janama paiya, Radha Krishna nabhajiya, janiya suniya viso khaim. Narottam Das Thakur regrets, my Lord, I have lost or I have wasted my valuable life as human being by not accepting Krishna consciousness. Hari Hari Bhi Phale Janama Gwain. Manusya Janama Paiya. I got this opportunity of human life, but I could not worship Radha Krishna. Therefore, voluntarily, willingly, I have drunk poison. Janiya suniya viso khaim. Gorokera premadhana harinama sankirtana. Rutina janmila kenata. This transcendental Hare Krishna mantra, it is not ordinary vibration. This vibration is coming from the spiritual world. But I have no attraction. Hare Krishna.
I can't raise
you. Oh, you have taken so much trouble. Prasad, I'll give it to you. A very big broth of palm. What is his name? Okay. Rekshar.
Rekshar.
So, we want so many men to live there. nicely, to eat sumptuously, and preach this Krishna. I've seen while coming from Vrindavan to Delhi, hundreds and thousands of young men, they're going to the factories and cycle, coming from distant place, at least 20 miles, 25 miles. And it takes 2 hours to reach the factory, or more than that. And where he works hard, 8 hours. And then again goes back, 2 hours, 3 hours on cycle. I do not know what kind of rest it takes. This is life. And if we request this young man that you come here, you live here comfortably, you eat here sumptuously, and chant Hare Krishna daily. You see, how unfortunate it is. Mandas manda masayo manda bhagya ubuddhusa. This is Kali Yuga. All bad men, unfortunate, and disturbed. This is the problem. They'll work so hard in daily passenger trains, Calcutta, Bombay, I've seen. They were actually hanging. And some of them are falling down, lost life. And coming for 100 miles away. But still, if you ask him, will you come here, live with us, chant Hare Krishna? Even with your family, you can come. You are doing that at Mayapur. How strong sense gratification propensity is. This is position of Kali Yuga. They are making propaganda, roti, kapra, makan. So you are giving, come on, roti, makan, kapra, you chant Hare Krishna. Look, I want wine, I want meat, I want randi. Simply they say roti, kapra, makan. But no, they want wine, no one. And sense pleasure. Roti, kapra, makan is not difficult. You can get. But they want something more. You see how many advertisements are selling wine in your Hyderabad.
Even the poorest of men, just like when we were before, when this temple wasn't here and we were chopping away at the rocks and the foundation, we were paying 20 rupees a day for those men, and then we were told that 10 rupees every day would go for wine for those same men. 10 rupees out of the 20 they would immediately spend to drink. Even poor people, there's so many of them.
And because you're trying to stop this thing in Europe and America, their agitation that these people are propagating brainwash. How is that a man who is not eating drink? This is brainwash. He was paying 10 rupees out of 20 rupees.
Yes, we were told like that, that they would take their 20 rupees pay and then they would go and spend 10 rupees in alcohol, drinking, tadi. I was in, last time at the festival in Mayapur, I was riding from Mayapur to Calcutta. And so one man was saying that, oh, fish, 50 paisa a kg, how much are potatoes, I asked. So even their hard-earned money, so much more they spend in, just to eat meat, to enjoy their senses. And it's not even, doesn't make sense in any way.
And that also, they cannot leave on meat, they must have vegetable. Without vegetable, simple meat eating will not help. Vishachi paile jana motichanna hoy. Maya grasta jiben sei dasha upoji. Just like a man, when he is haunted by a ghost, he speaks nonsense, he does nonsense. Similarly, when one is absorbed, overwhelmed by Maya, he speaks like that, he talks like that, he acts like that. And this manifested, the very Maya, proud of becoming scientist. Such nice power. Can anyone manifest? And still the rascal, they say there is no God. What do you think? How do they say there is no God? These rascals. What is the reason?
Actually, I think they're all misers. They're also misers. They want to enjoy.
No, Maya, I say rascals. Fools and rascals. That's all. That is their real belief. Murha. Murha, this very word is used in the Bhagavad. Murha. Murha means rascal, ass. Asses. Anyone who denies the existence of God is murha, ass. He's not human being. If you are intelligent enough, by seeing this flower, you must admit that God. Murha nari janati mamedha paramabhayam. Find out this verse. Murha nāvi jānāti māmi bhaparamabhyam. Murha rascals. They cannot understand that I am behind everything. Who has manufactured this flower?
God.
Very good. Thank you. He's intelligent. And the rascal will say, there is no Murha. Nāvi jāna, māvi kapha. Aayye dhara. What is that verse? I am very pleased that he has immediately answered the right thing. This is intelligent. Yes,
I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. To them, I am covered by my...
I hear his intelligence. This boy has got intelligence. Therefore, he can see behind this flower there is God. Immediately. That is intelligence. He is not seeing God, but he is seeing God. God is not present face to face, but it doesn't matter. Just like the Prime Minister of our country, she may not be present here, but that does not mean that she is not there. She is there. These rascals say, can you show me God? God can be seen by intelligence. It's like this fan is running. The powerhouse is not here. But intelligent man will understand that there is electric powerhouse. From where the electricity's energy is supplied, and therefore the fan is running. But the running of this fan, one can understand that there is a big powerhouse and there is an electric engineer there who is conducting the business. That is sufficient to see the running of the fire. That is intelligence. And if somebody says, no, no, the fan is running automatically, that is not possible. You are experiencing every moment, as soon as the electric energy stops, the fan is stopped. The room is dark. So there is powerhouse behind this electric energy, and the powerhouse is being managed by one engineer. This is natural confusion. And Krishna says, Mayadhakshena prakriti surate sachalacharam. Under my supervision, the material nature is working. Find out these words. Mayadhakshena prakriti surate sachalacharam. Hetunane pamukhe angalabhim parivartati.
Mayadhakshena prakriti surate sachalacharam. Hetunane pamukhe angalabhim parivartati. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. It is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all the activities of the material world, remains the Supreme Director. The Supreme Lord is the supreme will in the background of this material manifestation.
Modern scientists, their first business is to deny that supreme. Very modern. It is a curse for the scientists in the talk of God. Amongst the scientists, this is an etiquette not to talk of God. Everything science. Means everything knowledge. And passing on as scientist. Do you believe me?
Pardon?
The scientist position denying God. Do you think?
It's all changing. It's always changing now.
Huh?
Their conclusions. That's what I see.
They feel great anxiety also to talk about God. And once, about 3 years ago, I had met one big scientist from University of Chicago. Just chance, there was one, you know, my father had invited me back home for something, the scientist was there. And we got in a big discussion with him and his daughter. They were just saying, we don't see God. We have no, there's no evidence of God. And even logically, I mean, we could, you know, show them, they still didn't want to accept. It was so obvious to them, ultimately, they couldn't say anything.
What is their logic to deny God?
Non-logic.
They don't have any logic, and that's what and ultimately, if we present our conclusions of Bhagavad Gita to them, they're silent. They can't say anything. But they still refuse, I mean, they don't accept it, but they can't deny it.
God's obstinate. Dog, however, you ask the dog to stop barking, it will go on back. Dog talks to me. I am.
But in the management, is being conducted by material nature. Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita that of all the living entities of different forms and species, I am the father. The father gives seeds to the womb of the mother of the child. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, by his mere glance, subjects all the living entities to the womb of material nature. And they come out in their different forms and species, according to their last desires and activities. All these living entities, although born under the lands of the Supreme Lord, still take their different bodies according to their past deeds and desires. So the Lord is not directly attached to this material creation, simply glances over material nature. Material nature is thus activated, and everything is created immediately. Because he glances over material nature,
There is undoubtedly activity on the part of the Supreme Lord, but he has nothing to do with the manifestation of the material world directly. This example is given in the Smriti. When there is a fragrant flower before someone, fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person. If the smelling and the flower are detached from one another, there is a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he has nothing to do with his material world, but he creates what his glance and ordains. In summary, material nature without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot do anything. Yet the Supreme Personality is detached from all material activity.
I don't
understand.
What is called?
What is what? I must there. Just like president is one. Others are governments are. Similarly, God is one. There cannot be other God. Then he is not God.
And Krishna says in Gita, Dharam Shankarosmi.
Yes. Dharam Shankarosmi, that means Shankara has got some godly power.
Suppose if someone worships the worshipper of Shiva, that will...
But that is not God worship. That is Shiva worship. Why do you bring God worship?
Oh, what nonsense is it? Will that go indirectly to Krishna?
No.
Do not directly.
You can't go without Shiva. Janti Deva Prasad Deva.
Janti Madhvaktar.
Yeah. Madhyalina of the Janti. There is this thing. You purchase ticket for Delhi, you can go to Delhi. Or you can go to Bombay.
But among the people, there is a misconception.
Well, people are rascals, therefore the mood are there.
They
all what value they are got? They are not
rascals.
It's all right, you can have respect for everyone, that is good. But it does not mean that by purchasing ticket for Delhi, you go to Bombay. And it does not mean that because you do not go to Bombay, you have no respect for Delhi. That is wrong. But if you want to go to Delhi, you have purchased ticket for Delhi. If you want to go to Bombay, you must purchase a ticket for Bombay. Why do you speak nonsensically? Whatever ticket I purchase, I go to Bombay. This is nonsense. Don't touch this nonsense here. That is Vivekananda here. Whatever you do, it is all right. Just from our top of one. And that is not fact.
This is all past day to me.
Huh?
All past day to the Supreme.
How? Krishna said, Janti Deva Bhagavad Deva. How is nonsense that you say that everyone goes to God? This is nonsense. You can go to Shiva, you can go to Indra, Sandra, there are so many planets and symbols there. And that is reasonable. And how do you say that whatever ticket I purchase, I go to
They say that all is, they're all the same.
That's also Murha. That's it. You do not know what is God, what is Devi God, what is God Shiva, what is God Vishnu, what is Brahma. You do not know. If a woman says, "Oh, everyone is my husband," then she is a prostitute. That's all. Chaste man is law. That is one my husband. That is chaste. And if she is liberal, if she says, "No, no, everyone is right," that means she is prostitute. She does not know what you have of husband. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, kamasvastha hitogyana jajanti anna devata. Those are adhered to other people, demigods. They have lost their intelligence. Hitogyana. That's good. Really good. Kamasvastha hitogyana jajanti anna devata. Antavastu phalam tisa. Tadbhavati albumeva. Because they are rascals. They prefer like that. Public opinion will be taken or Krishna's opinion will be. Public is rascal. We can say all nonsense. That is not to be taken. We have to say, where is Krishna consciousness? No more. What is that? What do you think? Krishna says, Kama is Krishna Hidabhyana, Jajanti and Radeva. But we cannot change our creature because the rascals are many. We cannot make that.
There is no medicine for Muda.
Yes. There is man. Medicine. That is beating his shoes. That is way. Mukhasala thousand. Argumentum batula. You cannot mildly speak to the animals, my dear cow, my dear dog, please do not bark, do not go this way. No, you require lathi, stick, and there you go. Can you stop dogs barking by simply request? And to take this stick and beat it, you stop. Mukhasala thousand. So there is no king, there is no Kshatriya. Therefore these rascals are talking all nonsense. There is no Shasan. This is king's duty to see that they are acting according to Shastra. There is no such king. Everyone is acting whimsically, whatever he likes. And the so-called Samis are preaching, no, whatever is like that. You can eat whatever you like, you can do whatever you like. You think to yourself that you are God. By thinking himself that he is God, he becomes God. It's going on, so many meditations. One is against this movement. Because you are presenting Krishna as the Supreme. I don't know what is duty. Duty is Sabadharman, Paritra, Jamami, Kamsar. This is duty. Krishna never said, liberation is all life. He says, Sabadharman, Paritra, Ja. Simply silent. Very good. Do not know what is duty. One is manufacturing duty. That is not duty. Duty is that which is ordered by the superior authority to do this. So if he does that is discharge of duty. And if he manufactures his duty, then he will do it. There is concoction. So they are manufacturing duty. And what is it? If the child manufactures his duty, then I shall play all day. This is my duty. If the parents accept, then it is difficult. That I was explaining. Mahamen paparam, mura nabhijana. He does not know what is duty. Because he is a mura. If you say it is old, but if he knows, but it is difficult to know what is duty. The mura they cannot know what is duty. Therefore Krishna personally says, this is duty. Sarvadhanvan paritajya mahamen. This is duty.
Also, the Paramhamsas never speak this.
The Paramahansa may speak all nonsense, but the Krishna is accepted by all the acharyas. Matacharya, Ramanacharya, Nimbacharya, Chaitanya. They are important men. Evam parampara prapam, evam rajasevam. So we have to give up the instruction of acharya and accept some lecture. That we can. Acharya upasana, Bhagavad Gita, recommending that we should worship the acharya, not these rascals who talk all nonsense. Then we make progress. Acharya upasana. Is it not? Acharya upasana. Still, in India, the acharya parampara system existed. Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya, Madhyantara, going on.